What's going on? Another week, another mighty Black NPR. It's me, the one and only Daniel Crudup, the Black Kaiser, the 10th member of the Umbrella Academy, also known as your host. What's going on? Picking up Brooklyn Black one on the board. As always, find me on Black NPR Pod on Twitter.com, as well as Danny Crudup on Facebook, as well as Black NPR at Outlook.com. Just today, last week we talked about Game of Thrones. We kind of did a primer. We got you caught up. This week, the part two of that episode, we'll be talking about the season premiere, kind of going a deep dive on it, talking about it. There's a lot to say. I thought it was pretty fantastic. But before we get to that, let's get to some news. As you know, yesterday or the day before that, Notre Dame Cathedral burned down. So something to do with the scaffolding, I believe. It burnt down a lot of the statues, a lot of the art kind of messed up. I saw some false narrative, try to make a point to point those false equivalencies where people were saying that people don't get sad at Black churches. Why should we be sad about this church? I would normally agree with you. If this was Bob's Presbyterian church, you would have a point. But this is the goddamn Notre Dame, so no. Not the same. When Cleophas's African AME is burnt in Mississippi, is not the same as a 2,000-year-old building. It would be the equivalent to America would be if the Statue of Liberty burnt down. You know what I mean? The Statue of Liberty is something of equal architectural value. But they're saying a lot of stuff is lost, but a lot of people are putting up and shutting up, putting money to kind of put together again. So we'll keep an eye on it. But, I mean, it's one of those things where Europe is very old, and they're really at the risk of losing a bunch of shit. Sports news, but your boy Tiger Woods, he won the Masters for the first time in forever. I don't know if you remember, Tiger Woods had got, he was under fire for, he was fine, then he had that car accident, then he went, oh, what's going on with the car accident, and he found out that he was, like, splitting the scene. After him and his queen had a fight. Been there. Nigga, I've been there. Everybody. I had to split the scene after a fight with my wife. That's why I no longer have a wife. It's a lot of, you only get to split. If you always in the content barrier where you're splitting the scene and driving in the fucking fire hydrant, shit's not going right. His soul sorted sex history kind of came out. Then his back was fucked up. Then his knee was fucked up. Then he was like fucking on Lindsey Vonn for a couple of years. But it was just not good for the nigga. But he came back. He's got, I believe, 15. Jack Nicklaus, I believe, has 18. So he would need to win 3 to tie, 4 to catch up. A lot of people are saying that if he just wins like 1 or 2 more, that he'll be in a real good spot. Other news, in terms of your boy Trump, he didn't really do not a lot of Trump news this week. I mean, he was talking shit, you know what I mean, obviously, where he doesn't want to share his taxes and he's angry at the fact that people don't leave him alone, talking about this, that, and the third. But in terms of shit that he actually did, he vetoed the Yemen War Powers Resolution. So this is the second veto that he's done. President Donald Trump issued the second veto of his presidency Tuesday, stopping a congressional resolution that would have sought to end the U.S. involvement in the Saudi-led war in Yemen. Now, the interesting thing in this particular story is that Trump, if he's blowing anybody, and we always think he blows Russia, no. He blows the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. Like, literally, there's a liter of Saudi nut sitting in that fat nigga's belly because he's really all about the prince over there because they got crazy fucking dough when they're constantly buying shit. So, you know, like buying his buildings, buying his setups as far as the country's concerned, buying military stuff. So, like, everyone's getting fat and rich fucking with Saudi Arabia. But we're, like, over there. The majority of the beef that people have with Obama, because Obama was blowing them niggas, too. Don't think that he wasn't. I just think Trump is less, he has less shame about the whole process. That's the one thing we knocked Obama for, that he was over there drone striking Yemen and killing some mad civilians. And I think that that's what we need to get up out of there because, for whatever the reason, you know, it's not a good war to be in. I mean, obviously, there's some ISIS situations, but not enough to just the amount involved that we have. So that's an ongoing thing, but I mean, that's something that's like water wet news, to be fair with you. In terms of like anti-vaxxers, I'm going to do a show about anti-vaxxers one of these days. but I don't know, just something about my head. I can't get my mind wrapped around it. But this dude, last month, a traveler raising money for a charity in Brooklyn, ultra-Orthodox Jewish community, drove through the night to Detroit, his next fundraising spot. He felt sick en route and saw a doctor when he got there, but the doctor who had never seen measles, he never saw it, right? But the shit hasn't existed in fucker forever, misdiagnosed the man's fever and cough as bronchitis. During the next 2 weeks, the traveler would become Michigan's patient zero, spreading the highly contagious respiratory virus to 39 people as he stayed in private homes, attended synagogue daily, and shopped in kosher markets. His case offers a cautionary tale about how easy one of the most infectious pathogens on the planet spreads. Yes, you jackasses. Yes. Now, again, this is a conversation, maybe I need to take such hard tack. If you have not vaccinated and you feel strongly about it and you want to talk about it, please, 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 don't call today, because we're not talking about that today, but leave me an email at theblacknpr@outlook.com, just blacknpr@outlook.com, or tweet at me at blacknprpod@twitter.com, and just tell me what you think, and then we can schedule something and we can do a show later. We can do a full show, and you will not get short shrift, and I will not yell at you. You will be allowed to say your piece and be able to address it facts for facts. So we'll have that discussion, because I feel like that's something we need to address and take care of. Because in my opinion, now this is my opinion, it's a scientific opinion that you're putting a lot of people at risk by doing this, and the fear to it, and just the libertarian energy of saying, like, I don't want the government to have a say-so of what I can and can't do. The government's not 100% wrong 100% of the time, and this is something that has been proven pretty consistently. So you're putting people at risk to be different or to be like, I want to have some sort of control over being obstinate. But you're not just affecting you, you're affecting everybody else. So we'll address that hopefully here. So we know one person, but you know, there's a lot of people here. We'll not be the normal yelly self. It'll be a nice conversation, as I'm generally concerned and curious to what your situation is. Okay, let's get into one. There we go. Cool. This Saturday at big.bear.collective. That's if you find them on Instagram, obviously. Is having their Smoked on High Infused BBQ Bash, RSVP through their DM. So you got to go to @big.bear.collective. Go to DM and you can get an entry for the 250 prize and receive your Keith pre-roll with your reservation. I think I said this last week. I think I'm going to say it again. Bro, I'm not a weed dude. I'm not really a weed guy. You know what I'm saying? Generally speaking, I don't suffer from anxiety or shame in that way. So, but I find it's cool every once in a blue. And I love to keep the pre-rolls. So if you're someone who's like maybe not a big weed person, or you don't really know how to set up as you're a beginner, and you're kind of like, all right, or beginner, maybe that's just not your bag. I say a pre-roll is always the best way to go. All you got to do is pull it out, smoke it, and it's done. You don't have to call a dude. You don't have to roll it. You don't have to be a fuck. You don't have to go to an Etsy store to get the shit rolled up. But, yeah, go there and take care of this. And this would be a pretty good event. If you never had edibles, it's a pretty good event to go to. So, again, @big.bear.collectives, Smoked on High Infused Barbecue Bash, RCP through their DMs. All right, everybody. We're going to get into our ads. And we're going to be playing an older song, something that was hitting me last week. And I said, you know what? I'm going to share it. And it kind of keeps with the Winter is Coming motif. It's going to be Coolie High by Camp Lo, Bronx's own Camp Lo. When we do our backpack rap episode, I figure they will play heavily into that, because I feel like that's the difference between me and Chantel's. I love backpack stuff. That's what I was about. Anywho, let's chop into it. News, some ads, and Coolie High. We'll see you on the other side.
Yo, shout out to those that help us keep the lights on over here at Pregame Radio. Check out ME Productions for all your digital media production needs. Like them on Facebook at ME Productions with a Z, and email them at heyme.tv@gmail.com. Also, check out LitBK. Check them out at litbkny.com. Check out their Black Star Power Tees featuring some of your favorite entertainers and use the code PREGAMEISLIT at checkout for 20% off all your purchases. Also check out iCraveWear. Check them out at iCraveWear.com. Pick up your Facts t-shirt representing your hood and pick up your Brooklyn Certified pins, t-shirts, and more. Use the code PREGAME at checkout for 15% off your order.
And check low, relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, I got you. Why?
You come inside and check low, relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, keeps you why?
You come inside and check low, relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, I got you. Why?
You come inside and check low, relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
It's raining allergy. I'm floating through the Highland Channel, swerving. I'm digging on the Sheba, pulling Sheba, she be splurging. We lurking with the cone, cause we be murking from the boogie and shitting on the paths, cause they job faking what
you. Yeah, three shots of life for all night, you dig it. Kept it hotter, Kenyatta to Big Crimber, get hooper. Feeling cool, it's sad, my order, Mo Eldo. Cracking satin, no never was happening, full of convincer. Cash straight out of comic books, catching the flurry. Keep your eye on the low, or Mr. Heaven.
Cash be coming with hammers and traumas, with the Buddhists and Rugas, and Shy Cruises and Rovers. Diamond crooks taking it over with razors and cutters, with the sugar and butters, pimping Caesars and levers. We live for coolie hot treasures and
check the queen bee, Lady Reed digging grace. Check the place, 3 o'clock, shot, no we ain't. Fret and cot, bring it in the paint, no such thing. Blast the dynamite, sing my super fly to the Cleopatra in the casino with gold sugar. Dig my harlequin and drench you in my dino gone.
From Beverly to Beverly, when the Montero slide in the devil with bottles of Vosky Spoon Monte to tranquilize my heaven. Count seven, we getting slits and shooting sugar to the show. These Lutini despair. Let me see you, it's loose in the air. We're like,
yeah, you need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, I got you. Why?
You need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, keeps you why?
You need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, I got you. Why?
You need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Keeps the party live. The 80 poop is leaking, got me screeching Jersey Drive. We screaming cause we villains and our caliber is ringing. I'm laying in the purple rain until I see some action. We moving motionless, continuous, and
that's the bubbly pouring through me in Cleopatra's casino. Sweet back and coolie hijacking, jitterbugs, a little session. Dolomites out of sight, anti-hottest cats in the city. On the money, taking the tri-state under saucy vines. Billy Holiday and the Foxy Browns with my harlequins, the penny heat repellent, reflecting crystals is Hollywood.
Don't call it stars cause we licking Cuban cigars and sipping mo. Playing it, digger, counting the figures on the low and low. Blessing the dimes, keeping my campus on the higher flow. Living the crimes, hitting them sly for the Cinos.
Yo, Prince of the City, pouring right on the JJ's and saute. Cap Calloway and the last of the finest shots. Cyrus Crisis is coming lower with diggers, less than zero. That sex to low, dice to low. I tell you what, when the night vision decision underneath the silver moon. Boys from Company C, A, day, shake it live.
C, three for Stone and Robin, Chevro, B for midnight. The safety's off the toaster and my shadows by the moonlight. Cause natives on the levels and the lowest on the EQ. My stamina is sugar and it's love, love forever, y'all.
Yeah, you need to come and shine and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, I get you. Why?
You need to come and shine and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, keeps you why?
You need to come and shine and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, I get you. Why?
You need to come and shine and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, it keeps you why?
Hey, what's going on? Sorry, I always have it on mute. I always forget about it. What's going on? Welcome back to the show. Talking some Game of Thrones talks. That was Camp Low. Love Camp Low. Returning from last week, our good friend from Termagant Talk, Mr. Chantel Branch. What's up, Pam?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, sorry about that, y'all. But yeah, I love that song. I always feel like Camp Low came out at the right slash wrong time, where the hit, but there wasn't enough air left in that balloon to push them into the next millennium.
You think that's what it was?
Yeah, just like there was a real market for that kind of smooth, kind of underground backpack rap from like 97 to about 99. Like it was really big. But then like it just took such a hard shift.
I like Camp Lo, but I think you give them way too much weight. Like I don't think that they had enough in the tank. I just don't think they had enough.
Came back, it wasn't very good. It wasn't very good. But I wonder if it's because of what they did. You know, like what was it because of them or them trying to be what the era wanted them to be?
No, I just think that whatever was in their rhyme book was finished, and that was it.
That's a fucking word, fam. That was it. That first rhyme book was all you had, fam. There was nothing left. That was all you had to give.
That's why the sophomore jinx was such a big thing, because think about it. If you spent in 5 years trying to get on, you've got, like, you're coming out the gate with some of your best shit. Even your shit is shit. It's good. Now, when you have to come back and
do it again and again,
that is a skill. I know, you know.
But it's not even so much do it again. It's like you do it. Obviously, you have to do a little hip-hop if you're on. But,
obviously.
Yeah, just like if he's doing it, right, you do it, do that first time, but that second time you do it, your whole situation has now changed. You're no longer like a nigga in homeroom. You're no longer a nigga who's like trying to get on. You're on already. You're writing from a completely different headspace when you're on, and some people.
Right. And even
inversely,
when
people try to get back on.
Have you ever watched a rapper start, like where you watch somebody go from local parties to Grammy Award winning?
Yeah.
Like, have you ever watched that? So they come out and everyone's like, oh, they're green. Yeah, but they've been practicing these moves for a long time. It's about the reputation. Yeah, they get polished. The label, I'm sure, does what they need to do, but they're coming out the gate. They've been waiting for this all their life.
And it gets there. How a person will be like, oh, I want this situation. Oh, I can't wait to be with this chick, whatever. I can't wait to be with this dude. And then you finally get there, and you've been working it up for that date, but you really don't have no concept of how to be with that person. Because you only really was worked yourself up until you only worked your way up into getting into the situation. You don't know how to manage it or be in the situation.
Right.
And then you end up fucked up and divorced because you spent the entirety of your life trying to get married, not how to stay married, because there are two different skill sets.
Right.
And that leads us right into, believe it or not, how you might be asking, this bitch has wanted to be the queen since day fucking one. But it's looking like they're leading to be like, maybe not. Maybe you wanted this shit for so long, but maybe you ain't got the juice for it, fam.
Well, you said this bitch. You're going to have to use names because there's a lot of women.
All right. I'm sorry, Daenerys.
So how do you want to – wait. Now, how do you want to – I think you should really utilize some organization here.
All right, let's do more difficult. Do you want to do it in a how did this get made soup the nuts approach? Or do you want a more freewheeling approach?
We have enough – we have about, an hour?
Yeah, we got time. We have plenty of time.
So I think that what you might want to do is start from the very beginning because it's a very good place to start.
So soup to nuts.
Yeah, so soup to nuts, but just talk about what you saw. Because I rewatched the episode because I do my homework. And I didn't finish it, but I did rewatch the episode because I found the beginning to be very striking.
I really thought that beginning part. Yeah, let's do soup to nuts because I think that's a really way to kind of go about it. If we need to jump around, we'll jump around. So it starts up to kind of let everybody know, to get everyone set back up again. There was a small thing from last season that didn't seem like it was going to be that big of a deal. That's looking like it's going to be a huge deal, and that's when Randall, Tarly, and his son, Rickon, depending on how much time you get asked, get killed. Thinking that's just when it happened, I thought the idea of it was to kind of just pressure Tyrion to go like, hey, you need to kind of like, watch out, but she's got tendencies. But instead, it's looking like it might be the catalyst to her downfall, in the, or at least if there is going to be a downfall, because your boy Sambo, you know, it played itself out this week in a big way, and I didn't think it would play out that way. So they got us back up to date. Then it starts, and you got them marching through the snow, which I thought was an amazing scene.
Yeah. Well, I thought that it was really good that you heard them before you saw them. I thought that they kind of are bringing you back with a lot of imagery. So there was a little boy and the idea of this little boy running around, seeing what's going on, because the kids are always there. This world has always had kids in it, which is the future, you know. So the little boy, he's running. I did get concerned that he might have fell out the tree. Then I'm like, you know what, you have so much, like, PTSD from this show that you can't even let a little boy be a boy.
You don't even have to go that far. This episode, they fucking slaughter a young boy. So you don't even have to go far from an episode to have a young boy get slaughtered.
Yeah. So, you know,
the show don't care about kids.
Not in that way. You know, seeing Arya. You know, I didn't realize that Arya hadn't actually linked up with Jon.
No, that was the one we were all waiting for, fam. That's the one we was waiting for. I like how they utilized her as a kind of to let us know like how we should feel about these characters, because then when Jon comes, she's happy, but then she starts looking kind of nervous. Then she sees the Hound and she's pissed. Then she sees Gendry and she's like, all right, my nigga, Gendry's back. All right. I forgot that they had ran together for a little bit. I forgot that thread completely.
Well, you're also skipping, so slow down. So
No, it's the fact that you saw Gendry. So I'm still at the beginning. So when she saw come up.
Yes, you are skipping over the visual of all of those brown people marching into this cold place. Yeah,
they ain't like
so,
that shit not one bit. They ain't like that shit.
And the look on those people's faces was like, what is this? Harpo,
now,
who these people?
Part of
they don't
me
like
was,
strangers.
Yeah, because a part of me internalized it. I internalized it the moment I saw it. Then I said, let me stop. Let me rewind. I said, have these people ever seen anyone who looked brown? Like, do they have a reference point for these people? And the answer is probably no. So I was like, all right.
I don't even think they could see their faces. They had on masks. They had different outfits on. They had spears, which I'm starting to get annoyed about the brown people chucking spears. But we can get back there. So they had spears. You couldn't see their faces, but they weren't wearing metal armor. It was almost like heavy leather armor. And it was a lot of them. Like, a lot,
and they all were, like, marching like robots. They didn't seem to be like people. They seemed to be
it
like...
It literally looked like some sort of Greek fest demonstration was about to get put on. Like,
yeah, for sure.
They came through. I mean, they were fly with it. And I think that there was a relief when people saw Jon Snow, but they didn't know what to make of it because it's like, who's this bitch in the white coat?
Yeah, but we're going to get to that because I have a lot to say about that.
You know, she comes in. They, because they're both higher, like, nobility, they didn't have any looks on their face, but Grey Worm and Homegirl were looking at each other like, where are we?
Yeah. So, I mean, from their perspective, they're like, all right, we come up here. It's cold. It ain't been cold in a day in my life. Now I'm freezing cold. And these haggard-looking people, I give them credit. Whenever they show you the people from Winterfell, they all look rough. Like, there's not
they
one
look
pretty
awful.
Member. They all look tough. There's not one pretty or attractive person in all of Winterfell. They all look rough. Rough. The men look haggard and browbeaten. The women look like they've like literally had to like wet nurse for like thousands of children. They all look rough. It is rough.
Just been breastfeeding for 20 straight years.
20 straight years, all while lifting heavy bales of hay, while cutting up heavy, thick potato dishes. Yeah, I mean, that leads to, like, further. So that's just how uncomfortable everybody was with just them in general. They weren't comfortable with them. They were comfortable. It wasn't even just that. They weren't comfortable with none of it. And, you know, I think that leads to a bigger issue. Then
I think they softened when they saw the dragon.
Niggas was a fucking dragon. Niggas are scared of them dragons. But it was how Sansa, I think, is the key, really. It's like, okay, because I think that's what this, because we, you know, the problem is, I believe, and so we're going to go back a little bit. We've all kind of been like, Daenerys is the good guy here. Daenerys, because also for me specifically, I always see Daenerys as good because Daenerys freed Slaves.
No,
for me personally, I'm saying, like, whenever there's a character in a TV show that is like, I'm freeing slaves, maybe I've just socially, culturally been inured to be, they must be the good guys because they're.
But remember, she fucked up twice after she freed the slaves.
Yeah,
the people of the Harpy kind of almost killed her because she doesn't always think things through.
No. But
I'm not enjoying all the women characters don't think things through. Like, I'm just going to say.
No.
As a woman, come on. Strategic thinking is a thing, and I don't understand why the ladies always have to have these blind spots.
Based on
emotional.
Jesus. Because even the one who did the most kind of, just the only one who really did that, which was the Lady Tyrell, the Queen of Thorns.
Yeah, Grandma.
She was always a couple of steps ahead, but she love fucked her over in the end, where she was just like, I'm mad and I'm angry. So there was not one woman really who seems like she's like, all right, I got this. Caitlin fucked up. Cersei later in this episode, she fucked up. It's not one woman who was like, all right, this is my opinion. This is what you do, and you could be ahead of the game. I mean, it looks like Sansa's ahead of the game now, but how many fucking years did it take to get to the point where she's ahead of the game? She could be ahead of the game from now until the end of time. It won't make up for all the time she was, like, completely oblivious to every goddamn thing. But, hey, don't do that. All right, do it. Sure enough, you got it. So they get in there, and then automatically, I'm going to do a little skipping. So they get there, they go, like, hey, you know. And I had, like, a text with you, and he goes, oh, you're as pretty as he says. And she's like, She shaded up in the moment she saw it. And I think the beef for her is not just because she's a Targaryen, which I don't think we really think too hardly about, but from the world's perspective, that'd be like,
those people are gross. They're gross people.
From their perspective, it'd be the equivalent of someone going, here's Daenerys Hitler. She's here now. She's the new ruler. She's not like her father, Adolf. She's better. So from their perspective.
I have an idea about who I think.
Matt King was her pops.
Yeah, I think so. No, I mean, I think the Night King is her father.
No, they already showed you the Night King, though, right? The Night King was some dude back in the day when it was fairy.
No, I don't know. I just think that the Night King, I mean, just like how people think the Night King is Bran, I was like, only people who are fireborn get to ride dragons, and he rode the dragon.
That'd be a really cool, because it'd be him fighting his father. That'd be a really, now that would be better than just some dude. Some random guy from in the olden days that just got touched because the fairies would get impressed and they needed to, like, make a weapon so humans would leave him alone. But
Daenerys' father.
They showed you the inception of White Walkers, though, remember? Remember the fairies were getting, like, the wood people were getting, like, beat up. And then they, like, ran up on this dude and, like, touched him in the chest and he, like, turned into the first White Walker. So that was like a long time ago, though.
But that doesn't make that first White Walker the Night King, the King. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying.
You know, I'll rewatch it. Because you're right, I'd rather you be right than me be right. Let's put it that way. Because I think it would have a lot more emotional stakes than some dude. Like some dude with no name. I'd rather it be someone we have some connection to.
Did you want to also... The one thing you forgot to do is to put all of this in perspective that we have been holding on very tightly for this.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm here.
So what you people in the show, Steve, listen, need to know, there's been plenty of opportunities for us to die. We didn't choose to take them because we've been waiting for the show to commence. Plenty of opportunities for us to just, like, fuck it, I'm out, and we stayed. I'm not talking about splitting the scene. I'm talking about, like, a bus coming and you getting out the way.
be like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to eat today. All those things. The world's been a horrible place the last 2 years.
Yeah, the world's been pretty terrible.
Every fucking fiber of my being to get through. And you're like, oh, what about your kid? She'll be fine. This is what's got me through. Just the idea of that Sunday, it felt so relieving. We skipped the whole opening. I do not like the new opening.
You don't? I like it.
Oh, no. I mean, I thought it was pretty cool, but, like, come on, man. Like, come on.
I'm finally getting a handle on it.
Yeah, because it show you where they're going to, you know, maybe because they're only in one place this time, so it really wasn't that much for them to show. So fair enough. So I thought they were showing, like, a map of where the White Walkers were, like, kind of giving us a real-time view of how far they've made it. So maybe that's what it is, with that white line. So she comes in, other than Daenerys does, and Daenerys has not had a real, this is the first opportunity we get to see Daenerys ruling anybody. She's never really ruled anybody in Westeros before. She's only ruled Essos people. So this is the first time we get to see her with the people she seeks to rule, and they unilaterally like, no, thank you. Not you.
Well, everyone was just looking out, like, it's like when somebody brings home a new chick, and it's like, who does this bitch think she is? Everyone.
A new chick who pops up like she's hot in the sauce. Like, hey, what's going on? We be going tonight. No. Settle down. Your sister doesn't like me. And that it almost seemed like she was about to threaten her. But she don't like me. She got to respect me. I was like, she don't respect me. And then she got cut off. I was like, whoa. Okay. All right.
Well, then also, that's the girl who's used to being the only one. Because this is his sister, sweetheart. And your brother was a borderline rapist. So you were happy to allow your brother to be killed. Jon Snow is not going to do that. That's not what's going to happen with Sansa. That's not what's going to happen with Arya. And that's the thing. When you get with somebody who don't fuck with their family and you fuck with yours, you are up to, you're in for some shit. So
more times than not, I will
people.
Admit to that. More times than not. It has to be a mixture of don't fuck with your family and also have some certain boundary issues. It's like, well, this is my thing, and the world, you know, someone who believes themselves to be a queen and don't fuck with a family are not going to understand the ties that bind.
Right.
So, you know, and then so much so, though, but I think they kind of lend it the fact where Arya had to tell the nigga, like, yeah, you know, chill, my nigga, like, remember, my nigga, like, relax. she like, a few words told him, like, don't think of your meat, fam. Like, come on.
Yeah, well, sure. She was definitely trying to make sure that he remembers whose side he's supposed to be on. I was happy that Bran opened his redacted mouth because I was really just getting sick of
I was
shit.
So mad, bro. I didn't text you. I was like, spit it the fuck out. Why are you sitting in a room reading? Tell this motherfucker what you need to tell him so we can get on with this shit. Because he needs to know this shit so we can then address it. Now, I don't know. Remember when I was saying that he was like the full king. I don't know how that would work. Because throne after, you know, Robert took the throne after, you know what I mean? So I don't know. But he doesn't want to be a king, but I guess that's what going to say, that he should be the king because that's what he doesn't want to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't want it, so he needs to be it. But he has to go to Daenerys and tell Daenerys flat out, like, hey, you think he's going to do that?
Yep.
Yeah, oh my God, I can't wait for that fucking moment. But let's get back on.
You know what I can't wait for? I can't wait for Sam to tell her. Because that's what that I hope they give that to him.
Yeah, no, I don't think Sam.
He deserves that.
He's not. Sam looks like he had a hard time telling a dude that he fucks with, let alone telling a queen who literally ripped his whole reality from him and it made him say, "Ooh, thank you for telling me." Like, that sounds like a real Herb nigga when he gets broken up with and he's angry but don't want to seem angry at all. He goes, "No, it's okay. Yeah, I'm so focused on my work." Well, the scene where we're at now, where they kind of like in the hall, and they told the little kid to bring his people, send him to his death, and then her, Sansa, and Daenerys are like shading each other hard publicly.
Well, no, see, you are skipping over another important moment. Miss Little Lyanna Mormont stands up and is like,
"Oh yeah,
greeting everybody by their proper
yes.
title," and she gets to Jon Snow and basically steps to him like, "You're Grace. Who the fuck are you? Because you brought this bitch back here We didn't ask for her. Now we wanted you. We came here for you. And
got you,
you know,
got you. Yeah, that was.
And
but he still told him, like, I need you to tell the people from Castle Black to leave. And she says, at once, Your Grace. And she goes, Your Grace, you ain't the king no more. What are you, a lord? What are you, a nothing?
And he goes, yeah, like, she was really, really upset with him for that.
Yeah, because I think the bigger issue, and I think Sandra said it in the last episode, the one prior, he did this without telling anybody. He didn't ask anybody. He did not send a raven to be like, this is what the situation is, and kind of involve people in a decision. He made that decision unilaterally based on what he knew, because he knew her. Then he's bringing this lady, knowing the people in the North are going to not be okay with this. They're just going to be like, oh, you got a new queen now. No, nigga, we didn't sign up for a queen. We ain't sign up for any of this shit. Only
right.
We just signed up for Robert because Robert's from up there. And
right.
He was like, Ned fuck with him. So I was like, all right, roll with him. We don't know this bitch. She's got a name. She's the sister of, in their minds, she's the sister of the dude who kidnapped one of our own, raped her, and killed her.
Right.
Father, daughter of the dude who killed and burned fucking Ed Stark's father alive in front of everybody. So she's got mad strikes. And then Tyrion's like, oh, bringing the Lannisters. Now, that was another big thrust. And I remember reading, says, well, Tyrion, but it says, well, Tyrion used to be the smartest person I know. And as someone wrote in the comment, back when George R.R. Martin was writing them, yes. I don't think he's dumb. I don't think that's it. So, like, I don't think it's because of the writers. I think it's more from the fact that he hasn't been in that space. He likes to believe that, like, you know, well, Cersei's going to, she's pregnant, she's going to do these things. Cersei has no intention of doing these things.
Yeah,
she has zero
about to
intention.
Pull a Maury. Like, she's about to straight up pull a Maury move.
Yeah, my God, fam.
Yeah,
I mean, everyone's joking about Euron. Everyone's joking about Euron, right? Everyone's joking about Euron. It's like how he fucking G'd her out of box. But I think that was a move Cersei was playing because you don't realize it's a move Cersei's playing until the following scene with Bronn. And you're like, oh, okay. She plans on having Jaime hit.
Right. So she's got to be pregnant by her new husband.
Yep. And she had to, like, give this nigga some
who
blocks before
she will
showing.
Then kill after, like, you know.
Yeah.
She's not beyond that.
No, Euron. No, she's not fucking with Euron. She wants no part of that nigga, fam. I mean, I think he's intriguing the fact that he's so fucking brash and arrogant. And he's almost as stupid as she is. Oh, there's some fucking zombies that broke the wall and head into your kingdom. This bitch says, good.
Yeah, I was like,
what is wrong with you?
Like, what the fuck
what
is wrong
with you?
This is not cute no more, bitch.
Jamie literally, that's when Jamie figured it out. Jamie literally was like, in love with her. And everyone was like, yo, nigga, you're officially better than this. Like, you're better than this now. Like, we've been with you for years. You're better than this. Everyone told him, you're better than this. He said, no, but, you know, I fuck with her like that. They're like, you shouldn't. And that last scene when he was like, yeah, well, I'm heading up. And he was, like, talking about the, you know, like, trying to figure out the military to send up north.
Mm-hmm.
And Cersei's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, we ain't sending nobody. Like, sit your ass down. Be good. And then Jamie's like, but nah, nigga, I saw a fucking zombie, bro. Like, I'm not going to sit down. And she's like, no, just let them, like, kill each other off. Like, it's a James Bond movie. And then we'll just kill whoever's left. And she's like, but that's not how it works. And he went back and forth and back and forth, and she more or less told him, nobody walks away from me. And he looked her in the eye like he saw it for the first time in his life that, oh, this bitch is nuts. No, I'm going to fight zombies, fam. And then the next episode, she was giving Bronn the fucking, the ratchet and said, I need you to lay this.
Yeah, but she
down.
Gave him the crossbow that belonged to someone who was poisoned by an elderly person. So I don't know. I can't really say that I'm so shook. I mean, Bronn is an excellent fighter and all of that good shit and everything, however, he I don't think this Targaryen, Lannister is one he should rock with.
He fucks with Jaime and he fucks with Tyrion. He's spent plenty of episodes with both of them. Like, he's had adventures with both of them.
He saved
Jaime
when Jaime should have been dead.
He saved Jaime for no money. He saved Tyrion for no money. Constant Like, I think he fucked with him, so but you know, you never know, because that'd be the rub, and then next, you know, he shoots one of them. But he said at the end of it, so, like, this won't be something that happens now. It's going to happen near the end of it, where he's going to have to, like, make a choice or decide. We shall see. I don't know. So I'm trying to think what else. Oh, yeah, then we wrapping that Terry was talking to Sanders and seeing what, the, you know, them kind of, like, reuniting and kind of having that discussion, saying, like, why did you leave? You survived, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Sanders hard now. They're trying to show you the difference between them now. Sanders hard.
I'm not convinced yet.
No, I mean, like, what else is she sappy about?
She's just mad. She don't seem hard. She seems pissed. Pissed. But
super,
you know,
pissed.
Being pissed is not enough because you'll make mistakes. She's pissed.
Yeah, she's like, well, you know, they're here. And John, I mean, just experience, like, hey, look, like, well, I don't think you. That's all the shit that kind of bothers me about the show. Is people knowing that these zombies are coming and them having them be like, oh, why you give up your fucking title? Like, nigga, relax. Like, listen, I don't know how many ways I could say this shit. None of this matters. Like, at the end of the day.
It's literally like he's the only one that saw them, and he's not. Who else at Winterfell saw them that is acting weird? Did Sansa not see them?
I'm trying to think who hasn't seen them that's kind of like, well, no, Sansa hasn't seen them, but you would think that Sansa would be like, multiple people have, like, we literally brought a zombie to King Blandon, and they let us rock and said we're going to, like, you would think that that'd be enough, but for whatever reason, it's not enough.
Because Tormund and the other guy that's not Bronn that I used to mix up with Bronn.
The one in Night's Watch, right? The one where he was going to,
he's got blue eyes. With Bronn.
But that's how you know it's a real threat. Because if you think about it, because I thought about it the second so I watched it my aunt again today, just kind of be ready to prepare for today. Them niggas, now they cool now. They were sworn enemies like 2-3 seasons ago. They homies now because fuck it, fam. The zombies, bro.
Yeah. Like, and the man with the fire knife, I love him with his little patch.
Yeah, he's a cool dude, fam. He's a solid dude.
I know if he dies, the next time they're not supposed to bring him back, but I'm not sure.
Can't because the dude, because the guy who brought him back is dead.
Oh, so that's it.
What? Thoros, yeah, the one who got mauled by the zombie bear when he died. That's why, what's his name told him, he says, well, your priest is dead, so this will be your last one. But remember, they still have that old ladies out there, too, so that lady could bring people back to life, too.
I think that the Hound might be able to do it, too.
Oh, you think the Hound's going to be a...
I think he's gonna. No, I think that the Hound is gonna go under the cloth at some point.
Be a priest, he's gotta fucking go. He's one of my favorite. Characters so far, and because he's just doing good shit but acting the same exact way.
So what did you? So let's, since we're almost there, why don't we focus on all the people that Arya popped over and said what up to? And she went to the Red Tree and said what up to Jon.
I thought that, I'm telling you, fam, I was looking forward to that shit. Like, because they were the only two people who genuinely liked each other in the house. Yeah, they fucked each other.
I also, as a person who people have, she said you got shorter.
Yeah.
It was, she said you used to be taller. And that was really sweet because she's growing. He had already stopped. And she doesn't soften for a lot of people. And she softened a lot for him. She seemed to be in observant mode the entire episode. She was just watching, saying little things here and there, but still aware. She doesn't have to seem to be convinced that these motherfuckers are coming.
But that's the thing I appreciate about her. You kind of hear her in the trailer where she goes, Death wears many faces, and I can't wait to see this one because she's going to actually see. Because I think this next week is when a lot of that's going to hit the fan, where everyone's going to get to see it. Because I want to get past this. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm tired of everyone acting like this shit's not a threat. We only got 6 more episodes, 7 more episodes. Let's get on board. Let's all get on board.
Oh, you need the terror in all of their eyes. You need them all to be on board and
stare. I don't
want to
hear conversations about fucking thrones, my nigga. Like, just stop. Because Cersei knows, and Cersei doesn't care. But Cersei's crazy.
Right,
so
she's mental health, but it's okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. And that's a character to be like, I'm above even that. So those two ways, I don't mind that. But if you just heard about it and you're like, I'm doing all the things that need to be done, going to complain about shit that shouldn't be complained about, like, why'd you give up your throne? Like, nigga, like if he would have came back and be like, yeah, suck everybody off, here's the army, that should be perfectly fine. Because there's fucking zombies, bro. And I'm glad it gave me those scenes at the end to show you to be like, yeah, nigga, they're still here. Do an art installation. Like, come on, my nigga. Like, get it together. So next week is the week where everyone sees it and everyone chills the fuck out and goes, all right, we need to, like, really make movements. But also,
well, it looks like the last three episodes are the 80-minute one, so I think that's where the fighting and the fussing and the shit is really going to go. I wanted to ask you a couple of things because you're pretty – what did you think about the fact that while people – how do you think Cersei – not Cersei – Dany interpreted the fact that while the Starks are the monarchs, those folks in that room get to speak up. She's never seen this before. Everywhere she went, she became the authority, and she could not be questioned. And if she was questioned, she would threaten to kill people.
She really has a hard time with that, man. I've noticed that a lot.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I've always noticed about her and didn't like about her, is that she can't be challenged or questioned, and just, like, burning everyone to the ground is eventually not going to have the same, like,
No, because you look at it, because it wasn't until Sam had said, like, you know, like, would she give it up? Because I always thought that. I was like, all right, you know, she's got her faults, but she's the best of a bad bunch. But then he was like, all right, well, you got John in there, you know, like, yeah. I mean, like, because he was like, all right, he'll listen to people. He'll do the hard decisions. She seems to, because they never explain why she wants to be a queen. That's a big thing to me. Like, there's no reason. Like, she just wants to be a queen because she feels like it's a birthright. Which is weird when you think about it. Like, she's no better than everybody else. She feels on some level that's just her right and her birthright. That's not a good reason to do anything. But
you know
she's done
she
some
does?
Good. Yeah.
She shows you how she is another. It's almost like I don't believe that this show ends with Jon Snow sitting on the Iron Throne. But I do believe that this show ends with everyone knowing that Jon Snow is the best person of all of them. Because he has continuously shown us, and not like Jesus, but just like the most solid person of everybody. So when he dies, it's going to be sad because I don't believe that he's going to live to the end of this show.
There's no way.
That'd be
so on the nose. That'd be right on the fucking button if Jon Snow was to pull through and be the honestly, that'd be so on the nose that it'd be almost annoying if you think about it.
Unless they turn him around and they make him someone that you're not as excited to see on the throne, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't want that either, though.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want – they did a good job. The only way they could – don't ruin it. Now, if they did it, I wouldn't be upset. Put it that way. It'd be the safe choice. I wouldn't be mad at it. I would be like, well, all right, I guess. I wouldn't be mad at it just because I like Jon Snow's character, and I'd be happy that he survived. I'd be shocked that he survived. And I'd be like, it's kind of a cop-out that he survived. But I think it would be, like, the one that would leave me feeling the safest, you know what I mean? Like, you feel safe, like, oh, good. Because my fear, as is yours, they're going to pull a lost move, and they're going to talk about 50 years later, but they're going to sit in a fucking church rec room talking about it was all a dream. Because that's another thing I was thinking, these niggas is playing a fucking board game. And they go, oh, hand home to my parents. I would fucking burn my house. Remember, I've been watching a lot of old TV lately. I don't know if you people know the show. I've been watching a lot of old TV. And some of the conceits are fucking insane. Like the guy who made a robot to be his partner on the detective that came out in 1993 for some fucking reason. And it was a woman who was like, and she had like a toaster unit so you could put like bread in her back and toaster would come out. And it was a drama. So I'm of the mindset now that this could just pan up and it's some guy fucking rolling dice and playing a fucking game, or maybe we pan up and it's George R. R. Martin on a typewriter. I don't want that.
Oh, my God. Like some Murder, She Wrote opening scene type shit?
Yeah.
Don't upset me. No. Let's focus
on what we saw. I'm in the world. This is not a fantasy. This is the world. I don't want a two-shot JR ending. I don't want someone to wake up and go, I have a great idea for a show. Only one TV character could pull that move off, and his name is Bob fucking Newhart.
Newhart. It's been done.
Nobody else. The only way I'll accept it, honestly, to be fair with you, the only way I'll accept it if Bob Newhart wakes up in his bed and says, I had the craziest dream, and he's sitting next to Suzanne Plissette. That's it. I'd be fair enough. And only because I'm happy Bob Newhart's still alive.
Yeah. And kind of funny.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, he still got it.
This is a good conversation to have about the Daenerys. You see how fast, that was a 1 hour episode. And once we start, it's like kids, because you have a kid, but like your kid's like a nice person, like a nice kid. But you ever see a kid who doesn't play with other kids, and then you don't realize that person's a terror until you bring them to the first like a daycare, and you find out your kid's a biter. They pull hair, and that.
Or they're they're just not a good. They're not socialized. They got an issue. They got an issue. So who are you relating that to? Like Daenerys?
Daenerys, yeah.
Yeah, because she was fine when she was on a bubble, when she was out in the world. Because the only friend she has are subordinates. She has no equals in her world. There was no equals. There was no one above her. Even Khal Drogo wasn't really her equal. Khal Drogo was her pseudo-rapist.
And she dominated him in the same. The only thing she's learned how to do is fuck. And or not.
Some hooker told him, like, you need to, like, throw it back, which is like that, and he did it. But it didn't seem like you never saw, like, their relationship where it was like, okay, it seemed like they figured it out. It seemed they're having a blast together.
The other thing about Daenerys that bothers me is, like, does she not understand how her dragons work? Is she thinking where her vagina, like, hasn't it occurred to her that the only person who's ever been able to get close? And I guess this goes back to how you always say, like, we're thinking inside of ourselves versus outside, because like everybody knows that that only people who are these people can get this close to these dinosaurs, these dragons. So the fact that Jon Snow now can ride a dragon has nothing to do with her and everything to do with him.
But she's so arrogant, and she's so up her own cooch in that way, where I don't think she'll ever put one and two together. They're like, why?
That's why I think Sam's gonna tell her.
This nigga's literally riding on one and doing moves, like doing full ass moves. Where she's like, oh, y'all niggas out here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, like you're doing moves and shit, and she didn't go like, huh? Like there was never a scene where she was like, huh? That's odd. Waiting for him to like get burnt and him not to get burnt. That's what I'm waiting for. That scene. He'd be like, maybe this week will happen where there's like a fire and he like walks through it. And then you have to like, there's no uncontributable proof that he's fireproof.
Right, but I hope that we don't have to be that. Is she smart or is she not?
I don't think she's smart. I think she's strong will. I think she's got a strong will.
Is someone else going to notice it, peep it, pick it up at some fucking point? Did Tyrion pick it up, and is that why he was upset when he closed the door? Because I don't think Tyrion wants this girl. And I don't think he has anything against Jon Snow. It just seems like
he was bummed out. But I don't. He doesn't seem like he, like if he knew that he would have popped the fucking, he would have popped it to Varys at some point and been like, all right, Varys, I don't know, between you and me, I think there's some. Because you know what? I believe, and it's the writers that did a really good job with this. A lot of us fucking with Daenerys is because a lot of people have fucked with Daenerys. So it's almost like we're being. Inception is another word for it. It's like an argument fallacy for this. But it's like, Varys goes, I believe in you. And then Tyrion goes, I believe in you. And then everyone's like all in. But there's no real reason to be all in other than these niggas have made a conscious decision to be all in. It's almost like the equivalent of when you watch a show with a laugh track and you're like, oh, all right, I guess it's time to laugh. So it's almost like they told you that she's supposed to be fucked with. But then now in hindsight, when you see her in a world where people are not just going to give it up, you see that her leadership style doesn't work. She was striding about Winterfell like she owned the fucking place. Striding about her. When she walked in and fought the sand, she walked in like it was her, like she was like surveying her shit. Like she bought the house and she was just checking all the rooms.
Right, because she doesn't know any other way. These people have been through a lot. It's so relatable. A lot of this is super relatable because it's a little bit of a privilege that she has because she has she's been through some personal traumas, like horrific things. You know, her baby died, her man died, you know, all of that stuff before.
So
it was
like slavery, a whole bunch of shit had happened.
Yeah.
But
she
but
has
the point
really
of,
been,
like, working, hold on, we have Kyle Bravo from the Dothraki tribe, Brass. Are you on?
I was wondering, I literally was just thinking, like, where is David? Why am I here alone?
You know, David's been MIA doing David things. David, you there?
Now we're going to make this a MMF scene.
Yeah.
Yay.
MMF. MMF.
MMF scene now.
Am I here?
All right. You're on the line, David. What's your point? What's your opinion? Holler at me.
He totally missed my
point. I got no opinion. I'm just chilling tonight. I'm just chilling. I'm just listening to you guys.
Okay, but give us an ad. Jump on in.
I was just vibing.
So our opinions are Daenerys, right? So we feel like this last episode has started to kind of paint Daenerys in the light where it's like maybe she's not the right choice. Maybe she's, she doesn't really understand the concept of ruling. Like Chantel said, which is a really good point. She doesn't seem to be able to handle what people go, I don't think so. She doesn't really know how to treat people fairly.
Yeah, I mean, like,
she's very Hillary Clinton in that way.
It's kind of taken that turn. It's like she was like everybody's hero for the longest. Like, yay, Queen of Dragons, Mother of Dragons, yay. And
but I think you might have heard it. I said, I think we felt that way because the show went out of its way to make us feel that way. Like, everyone was like, she's great. Tyrion goes, I believe in you. But they never really explained why he believes in her, other than the fact that he does. Like,
she was doing dope shit. She was doing dope shit. You can't take that away so much. She's, like, going around freeing people and, you know.
But how much of that is because
she wasn't leading. She was freeing people and taking them with her.
But she was like, you can go if you please. If you please
but,
to
but
go,
you
and
right.
follow
okay.
if you want.
It's not bad, but it's like, I'm freeing you, and you can go, but where are they going?
Right. Where are they going? Up north?
You want to take your cat outside? You want to do me a favor? Take your cat outside and say, you're free if you want.
What?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, take your cat outside, put it outside, and go, you can come with me, or you can go on your own. You have freedom now, a thing that never had agency before. Go on. Of course, they're going to go on.
Outside of the fact that they don't particularly speak English that fluently.
Neither do fucking Dothraki.
And the Unsullied. Like,
people can forge
their own lives. They can do but, these things.
I think
it's
she was good
easy,
in freeing them. I don't
done.
Think she was being malicious in freeing them. I don't think that. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that I just think that her freeing them wasn't an act of leadership so much as she was like, you know, I'm going to fucking do this thing. Like what Chantel was saying earlier, she really didn't think of any – she didn't think of what was going to happen after. She just did it.
I don't think it was I mean, she just did it, but I don't think it came out of just, I just want to do it just to be doing it. I think she was just like, hey, slavery sucks.
Up.
And I can do something
sure.
about it.
No, I agree.
Let me
with
do
you
something
did,
about
I...
it. I got dragons and shit. Let me do something about it.
But then when it was time
came
to
down
actually
to that.
Rule, after she freed them, right? She freed them, and it was time to actually do the work. She really had a hard time with the work.
Yeah.
So much so that she split the scene.
Yeah.
Right, Tyrion, I'm leaving you. I'm out. I gotta go do some sand nigga shit out in the desert. I'll be back.
But it's funny, my movie guy, John Campia, who I watch religiously for all things movies, and TV related on YouTube, when he was doing his recap, he took a moment to just be like, Daenerys Targaryen is a fucking jerk, man. She's the jerk of all jerks. Like, she's great and she's doing great stuff, but she's a freaking jerk at the end of the day.
That's what I
like,
just said. I agree
like
with the guy.
Yeah, like the way she and in my mind, I was like, okay, yeah, it's official. The tide is turning. The tide is turning.
Yeah,
she's not
this
everybody's
was a bad.
If
she really looked like a, she was really came across like I know, like I brought my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like I went to your house. I marched to your house with a bunch of like food for a barbecue, and you're like, yeah, we couldn't have a barbecue without this food for sure. But I don't know you, nigga. You can't just come to my house with some charcoal and meat and start dictating shit to people. Like, we don't know you.
And how about that scene with Sam? Hey, I cooked your pops and your brother.
Oh,
and
you know what's the thing? Okay, so this is what it is. I'm going to identify it and then we can go to it. Because, again, she's a bitch who was the only bitch, and all of the people who follow her are people that she did a favor for. So she doesn't have relationships with anybody is on her equal footing. So she thinks that Sansa doesn't like her. But Sansa's kind of like, who's this bitch? Which is fine. Any other person would know that's normal. Now you have to let her know who you are. But instead, you make a remark about the damn dragons eating whatever they want. Like,
that was the other thing he pointed at. He was like, yo, dragons eat whatever they want. Fucking jerk. You're a jerk.
Like, she's literally said, Sansa literally was like, how we see, I mean, she said in a real sassy way, but she was like, I told these people they weren't going to starve to death, and then
yeah,
you marched in here,
really
how we going to get
aggressive.
Food, a logistical fucking question, how's this going to work?
Yeah.
And then this bitch goes, nah, they eat whatever the fuck they want, including children, whatever they want. But
yeah.
She didn't read the room. She didn't read the room. People in there, look, like I said earlier, everyone went to film looks fucked up, dour, beat. Even that little girl looks like she's 40-something years old.
No, Liana. When is she gonna meet her? Is that her uncle or her cousin, Jorah?
Who?
Jorah Mormont and Liana are related.
Yeah, they're related.
Are they?
The cousins, though.
Yes.
Yeah, the Mormont
yeah.
are from Beer Island. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Remember
he was exiled.
Yeah. When is he? So I want to know is he gonna then cotton to his family because he thought he didn't
no,
have any family.
No, you know
left.
That nigga's all in, fam. He's all
yeah.
in.
He got his
right,
nose
and that's the
open.
Other thing. You can't have relationships where everybody just wants to fuck you. So they're being
that's
nice.
That's what
to
it
you.
Is, though. When you think
like,
about it,
you
she's
know,
like the
like,
first manic pixie dream girl.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like if you really look at her appeal, it's just. You know, she's just this. She's just pretty broad. She's like sexy. She's cute. She's all these things, and also her heart's in the right place. That's the key. Here. Heart's in the right place, and she's pretty. But she does some fucked up shit. Like the Tarleys, like everyone's like, please don't, like, don't do this shit, fam. Like, just don't do it. And then she did it,
mm-hmm.
and now Sam's tight. Sam went outside. The first thing this nigga did is go outside and be like, yeah, nigga, get out of here, bro. I spoke to that autistic nigga in the wheelchair. We said we need to get this bitch the fuck out of here.
Yo,
you don't talk to him. I'm out here wearing blue for Nipsey and Brand, fam. Wear blue for Brand.
Listen.
Nipsey and Brand, because Brand. We have to talk about this. We can't ignore it. What the fuck, fam? I get the point of it is that he's no longer Brand. He's like this entity that has an echo of Brand. Get it. But what's his fucking the guy who played the three-eyed raven in the tree. Old, he was in Judge Dredd.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
He's got a like a Swedish name.
Yeah.
Max von Sydow.
Right.
Max von Sydow played it, but he had like motion. He laughed. He joked. He was cryptic. He did a lot of different things as that role. All Brand's doing is going. Oh, you're a man now. Almost. John, don't look at that nigga like, what? What? And then Sansa's looking at that nigga like, I almost don't say this again. That nigga says shit like that now, Sam. I don't know. Can't call it. Nigga just tooling around. No one's pushing him anywhere. He's everywhere. He's always staring. Like, remember when Terry was talking to Sansa? He looked down. This nigga just staring at him. Like, what the fuck
Yo,
is all your boy?
The Brand memes are sick. With this nigga just all over the place, just looking at people.
He's like a cat. He's like an autistic cat. It's the fucking worst. Because the thing is that he knows what needs to be done, right? His whole purpose is to defeat the White Walkers. Yet this nigga spends the majority of his day silent. Like, shouldn't he be the one telling everyone, like, hey, fam, like, I know, like, I've been doing this for, like, hundreds and thousands of years. Like, we need to cut the shit and get the fucking work. As opposed to just sitting there silently with a blanket on his, like, feeble FDR legs.
Yeah, but that last stare was a motherfucker, though.
But, I mean, the thing is, you know, he don't care. Like, a whole people ain't expecting him to, like, give Jamie the business because he don't give a shit no more, fam. He's not Bran anymore. He's
Yeah, but he needs to leave.
Who, Jamie?
Brad needs to leave then. He got to get the fuck out. No, not Jamie. Brad needs to leave. It's the same thing. Arya wasn't Arya, but she was still Arya. Either you are Brad or you, whatever your new name that you're going to take on.
No, because Arya is, in essence, a street kid that had to come up rough on the streets and found her way home after spending like 10 years on the streets of Detroit. That's Arya. Arya's still Arya at her core, but she had to pick up some new skills to survive. Bran is like a person who got lost in the streets and then did gay porn for 20 years and then came back. That nigga's gone, fam. There's an echo of Bran, fam. He just shows up sitting in his little chair because his legs don't work from all the gay porn. Now they're just sitting there, hollowed out. Cryptic shit.
You can't ditch him, though, because he sees shit. You want the nigga
to see everything.
But he doesn't say anything. And Mike Bloomberg caught us.
Mayor Bloomberg, say something. Protector of the realm. What did he say, Chantel?
See something, say something.
Thank you.
This sassy motherfucker got the nerve when everybody's greeting to be like, we don't have time for that. Now, if Bran was black, he would have just spilled the beans right there, and we would have no show.
Oh, my God.
For like
how many texts? I sent her like 75 text messages. Like, yo, spit it the fuck out. Why are you taking? What the fuck are you waiting for? This nigga's in another room taking. When he was doing that little stroll with Daenerys by the fucking camp, I was like, what the fuck is this? Why are you taking a little leisurely stroll? Why are you flying fucking dragons, fam? No.
Right, because David, like, think about it. Like, if you, like, from a family perspective, a relative shows up, everybody says hi, but, like, as soon as you can say, can I talk to you for a second? Take a walk with me. Let me holler at you. Hey. Can you help me get the stuff out the car? Like, you're going to get the person alone sooner than later. And since he's the three-eyed raven, he know they fucked already. You got to stop with them keep, like, stop the fucking. We got to stop that. Right? We do have to stop the fucking.
At some point, we have to assume that maybe fucking is not the worst thing in this world.
Listen, Targaryens are good for that shit.
Royal families are good for that shit.
Targaryens were known for that. Like, that's why they're so blonde. That's why they all look so much alike. That's why they're so identifiable. Because while I did not read the book, I watched a lot of YouTube videos of people who read the book explaining to me all of this stuff so I didn't have to do the work myself.
I ain't reading that book, fam. I didn't read the Bible. I ain't reading this. Nope, not happening.
Oh, Jesus.
George R. R. Martin write like he know he ain't got nothing else going on in his life to write a 1,000-page fucking book. No. No. D.B. Reese, thank you for giving me what I need to see.
So where are we at? Where are we at with the Unsullied
marching into
Winterfell?
When Arya sees Gendry after the conversation with her brother, and I really enjoyed that.
It's the first human interaction Arya's had in a long time where
she saw the hound, too. So first she sees the hound and has that conversation.
But I like that they didn't make it more than what it is. I like the fact that the hound's like, good for you.
Right.
The hound's kind of like, good for you, keeping it pushing.
Yeah.
But Arya's not really had a chance to be a woman on this show. I don't think they've really shown her as a woman. She's been
young lady,
unisex pretty much. She's been a harmless girl, and then just a unisex killer because she could have been a boy. Like, remember, they even said it in when she was at the thing with, but when she got the information that John had won the Battle of the Bastards, and then meat pie, whatever the fuck, hot pie.
Hot pie. He was like,
I can't imagine. I used to think you were a boy. So like almost acknowledging that she spent the majority of
grow up. Yeah.
Yeah, and she needs to get herself some dick.
Well, I don't
looks
know
like
if she
that's coming up.
That's what's going to happen. But she's definitely making it plain that what's up.
Yeah, Andrew. I mean, she's still doing her like killing shit, but then like. Because Gendry's a good dude, and also beats on a promise when Robert and Ned were talking about, like, you have a daughter, I have a son, they should get married, we should bring our two houses together. So the houses will be brought together if they get married.
True.
In a way.
I don't know that she would, I just think that she may just want to kiss a boy. Like, if she could just get to maybe kissing a boy before she gets married, that'd be nice. Like,
well, see, you see what you're doing right now? I mean, that would be cool, but, I mean, remember what age we're in right now. So, like, I don't think they're going to have her out here slanging box.
I think she's going to get to be flirtatious, and I think that she'll get to kiss him and probably will die before she gets to fuck him.
Oh, I don't want her to die.
Everybody's going to die. Everybody dies.
David, what's your prediction? Everyone's gone?
Yeah, I...
Chantel's theory is hard as fuck, Sam. You want to say your theory, Chantel, for David?
Everybody dies.
That's your theory?
They ruin
everybody.
It all. Everyone. And, like, maybe, like, they'll show, like, a little something growing out the ground or something, or, like, some poor ass, the Citadel is, like, still standing and, like, a baby or something, and, like, the world starts over. Like, I think this is extinction-level event.
This is
how
the
world
ends.
You got a fucking zombie over there fucking put art installations and shit up. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga did
a Storm King. Huh?
Yeah. He did a Storm King. That's a good one, Danny. I gotta get up there.
Yeah, really nice.
Did you watch Battlestar Galactica?
Yes, I did.
I'm wondering with this Armageddon.
Oh, did you hear my voice? Did you hear my voice? So we've been talking about endings, right? We've been talking about endings. And I never really talked about Battlestar Galactica's ending with Chantel because it's too fucking complicated to go into. But did you see the ending, David?
Yeah.
Okay, long story as short as I can tell it. There were humans. There was a war with, like, robots, like these robots. The robots left. Laura's gone for a while. Then the robots found a way to make human robots and sent them to infiltrate the society. They found a way to break the code down. The robots came, fucked up all the people. Three or four ships escaped. The series takes place over those ships kind of just like trying to find a new home. They get all the way to the end, blah, 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 to find a place. They're looking for this mystical place called Earth. They find it. It's been blown up. There was robots on it. Blah. The last episode, they defeat Dean Stockwell, which was bittersweet for me, and then they end up on this planet, and they're like, we should call this place Earth. And then you find out that this dumb fucking show took place in the future, but millions of years in the past. And Lucy is the birth of one of the robot dudes fucking fucking a cave woman. Fuck that show.
That's pretty much an accurate assessment, yeah.
Yes. And one of the other characters turns into an angel. And one of the characters just turns into an angel. And he goes, because she's an angel. And that was it. That was all explanation you get. She's an angel.
That was weird as shit. I could accept all the rest of it. That angel shit was
filled with so much rage because it was so good up to that point. So, Chantel, imagine we get to the point, the White Walker's defeated, and then it's go like, it'd literally be the equivalent of them scrolling up and then them going like, oh, then you see up in the horizon, they're like Cro-Magnon men. And then they look like this, oh, we're going to have to breed with them. I'm like, no, you don't. Fucking don't. All right. So what I'm saying is that I hope Game of Thrones does not follow suit with such a terrible ending.
Like, that's what I'm, like, so, that's a possibility, you know, and if the world ends, like, it's the end of the world and now it's the beginning of the world. This is what happened before the world started.
So maybe like little Sam and like maybe somebody else will have a baby or something like that, like, and they'll, like, stick them in some cave or something, and then, oh, fuck. That's just, I didn't
like
see anything that said that, but in my mind, like, my imagination tells me that everyone's going to have to go. And we get to watch that.
Yeah, like, I think we said it'd be, like, a small encampment. Like, maybe everything goes, but then, like, a small group of survivors starts, and then we hit you with some life finds a way, and then give us kind of, like a kind of an epilogue, or, like, 100 years later. And then them tell us,
you know,
oh, this
who
is
I
the
don't
story.
Think dies? I don't think Sam dies.
I was just thinking, how lit would it be if Sam ended up on the Iron Throne?
He deserves it, man.
He's got royal blood, right?
He's a lord. He's a lord.
Well,
is what he is.
But why
yeah,
did people have a Valyrian steel sword hanging on the wall all that time?
He's a lord. He's a lord.
Okay.
But he got thrown out because that's the other thing that kind of bothered me a little bit when he found out about his dad and his brother. His dad ain't fuck with him at all. His dad
yeah.
didn't fuck with him so much, and his dad sent him to fucking Castle Black because he was embarrassed of him. Not because he was a rapist or a killer, just because he annoyed him. So he sent him to Castle Black. He wouldn't
yeah.
be that sad that he was dead.
And I don't remember his brother being that welcoming when they came to the house either.
No.
None of them.
Either.
It was
only
all shitty to him.
Only the women were okay with him. The women were like, oh, Sam's back. You leave him alone. Armie Hammer was a dick to him, too. He was like, oh, you like your books, fatty, or something to that effect. But he was quiet like he was for the best of fucking friends. Family died, but I'm just saying, like, he is them being and making a scene as if he wouldn't
I
be conflicted.
Thought, no, but you know what? I thought that maybe he was reacting to her tone and her delivery because she delivered
yeah,
like a person
knee,
who didn't
man.
Have any kind of social mores. Like, it was just like, are you stupid bitch? What's wrong with you?
She's very Asperger-y.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
Very Asperger-y. Yeah.
You all right, sis? Because you're telling this guy that you killed his family, and if he holds up and fucks you up, them damn dragons ain't here right now.
No, they're not.
But she's not Brienne
not.
Of Tarth, like, where she could
now,
fuck you up on her hands.
The dude he cured from, like, he cured her from AIDS.
Right, because
so that's
why
that she
dude was coming
like,
to say thank you with the rock
yeah.
AIDS. Yeah, she was coming to say thank you. I don't know why she didn't shut the fuck up. Why did she have to tell him that? Yeah, she don't know how to deal with people. I'm sorry. No.
No, she doesn't know how to deal with people because she literally was like, hey, how are you doing, guys, et cetera, et cetera. And
thank
he goes,
you
like, oh,
for saving
goes,
my ever-loving service. Right.
And they're having a cute little talk about a sword. He goes, Vanda Tarly, huh? Yeah, that nigga's gone, fam.
Smoke, yeah, David, what do you say about this? What is she? Is this bitch stupid?
I don't know. I was questioning when I was watching that scene. I was like, okay, this is fucked up. But is it this whole thing where when you're a royal, you have to appear resolute in all your decisions?
Or when you're a bitch that's used to only being around people who want to fuck you or who
that
are
too.
Scared of you, you just
that
talk
too.
Crazy.
That reminds me of, you know, those chicks that get a little bit older. And they don't know how to act because people have been treating them a certain way their entire life.
Oh,
and then once they get to, like, 38 years old or so, and they start carrying the fuck on. And because then people are like, no, we're not tolerating that shit out of you no more. And she's
but
been pretty for time. She's, you know, I mean, Daenerys has been pretty. But she's only a queen because she believes herself to be a queen. She's not done anything really for Westeros to be like, hey, we fuck with you like that.
Oh, but that's what was
yeah, but that
of.
But that is a thing though. You know that's a thing. Like,
what?
Even freaking look at Jon Snow. Like, he fucking did what he had to do to try and save all these people, and they're like, we gave you the crown, and you walked away from it. It's like, niggas, he's looking out for y'all. People just fall in line with this. This is how the royals must behave, type shit. And it'll
yeah,
hear nothing
would,
else.
You know, this is my last bit, and then we can get to the end of it. She would not have had that. She would have never. She wasn't raised to be a royal. She was never raised to be a royal. Her brother was. If anything, she was being abused by her brother the entirety of her life because her brother was going to be the king, and she was just going to be meat to be sold to a fucking Khal Drogo. So where this attitude comes from, I don't know, because she was not raised with that. She was not raised to believe herself to be a queen. She was raised to believe herself to be a commodity to be used on her brother's attempt to be a king.
I think she took that on during her time as the Khaleesi.
Oh, yeah, she put
after
it. Oh, that's what I mean, though. Doesn't make it. She didn't earn that army. Only thing she did was get burnt and not die. And then the women left behind fuck with us. And she did it again. She literally got her Dothraki to fuck with her by, like, burning shit down. She did it twice. Remember, she went in there and she just burned the building down and walked out butt-ass naked and was not being...
Yeah. Which is a neat trick, admittedly.
That's all Donald Trump needs to do is burn down the White House and walk out ass naked. You're like, I'm all in?
Nah.
All right, then. So let's get to the end.
He needs a couple of dragons. And he's not nearly cute enough.
So when I took...
And he probably ain't got no dick either.
Yeah, can you imagine? Can you imagine? No. It ends with them telling Jon Snow, like, the truth. How do we feel and how we handle it?
Give Kit Harington his Emmy. Already.
No, for that reaction?
Damn. He backed the fuck up, like, as if they were coming to put the crown on his head right now. And it was so subtle. He just backed up, like, no. I was like, look at these people acting. You gotta go. Actor.
Acting an ass. Because at first, the only thing that he was upset about was that he was insinuating that Ned Stark lied to him. And then he cleared that right up. He says, Robert would have bashed your fucking head in if he would have fucking bundled your head in at any time if he would have known you was alive. Because it would have made his throne, his claim to the throne, fucking invalid. He would have bundled your head in, so he saved your life. And at that point, he could have took that quick step back, like Chantel said, okay. Now, how they address that next week is going to be, that's what I want to see. How does he address that? Does he go right to her, or do they pull that bullshit? He does not address it.
No, now you need to talk to Shorty in the wheelchair about it.
I don't know if he's going to do that. He seemed to be really sick for him.
I hope Bran tells Khaleesi that she's not a queen in his real Bran way. That is lit.
So I'm telling you, fam, wear blue for Bran. He'll tell her, you're not the queen. You know you're not the queen. I'm telling you, you're not the queen. Why don't you keep calling yourself the queen, guys? She's not the queen. Bran, okay, he's like that. No, I'm okay. She's not the queen.
Yo, Bran is not, he's going to. He's definitely a truth teller.
That's what we're calling him now.
What I want him to do it. I want him to catch her when she's in the middle of one of her tough talks. You know, like how she gets tough, and she starts like Hillary Clinton and us. When she starts doing that,
she is Hillary Clinton, fam. She is somebody that we were told we need to fuck with, based off of the information that was not readily available. And then we have John fucking Sanders over here coming out of the fucking ashes.
Wow.
That's why I'm the host. John Sanders over here comes out of nowhere. And they try to hold my nigga down. The fucking Westerosi DNC fucking hiding shit and letting shit slide. So it's fine, dog. I don't think he's not going to survive, though, either way. I mean, I hope he does. Like, I think I said this before you came on, David. Like, I think that would be the feel-good choice to have him finally pull through. And,
who, Jon Snow or Bran?
Yeah, that'd be the feel-good choice to have Jon Snow be the king. Because it'd be the one that feels the best. It'd feel the best.
It's too easy, though.
It'd be super easy. It'd be
Because the clock is ticking, David, what's your prediction? Because we can check that week to week. What do you think's going to happen?
I don't have any. It's wide open. Like, the field is wide open. It can go any direction.
So do you like my theory that it's an extension level of it, or do you think that that's ridiculous?
I don't think it's ridiculous. I don't think it's likely.
Oh, you treat me so well, David.
I don't think it's likely, but I don't think it's ridiculous. No, if it was ridiculous, I'd say it's ridiculous. But
David went away for a couple of weeks. He came back. He's being all sweet to the ladies. Look at him.
I know,
look,
right?
He's
wait,
like,
what?
No,
he went away.
I saw David. I saw David call somebody a cow last night or something. David.
Excuse me. It was Kong.
Yeah,
Kong.
That's what it
I
was.
Called somebody Kong.
Yeah, I was just like,
you
oh
called
my
somebody
goodness.
Kong, fam?
We got
to settle down, fam. I made my peace that I'm not going to be yelling at nobody online. Or
I wasn't yelling. I very calmly and collectedly called her Kong.
And she calmly and collectively says, I understand your point, and we could agree to disagree. I hear you,
nope,
sir. And I'd like to retort that with a no. Or
No, these two. I looked and said, "Come on, guys." That's what I
come
said in my
on,
head, but
cool.
I didn't write it. But in my mind, I was like, "Come on, guys. We had Game of Thrones last night. We're too good for this."
It's a
and
good
tomorrow,
good
tomorrow, guys, I don't know if you care, but I know that a lot of the ladies probably care, unless they're like a Beyonce hater, and that's just weird. But the Beyonce Homecoming will be on tomorrow on Netflix, the entire behind the scenes of the Beyonce Coachella performance.
Oh, I'm here with it. I fucks with Queen B. And that shit was lit.
I do not enjoy, I 100%
fire.
Don't. I like Beyonce's performances. I don't like when she speaks.
Oh.
Yeah, just me personally. That's a personal thing for me. I just, when she speaks, she seems to be really, really, really redubbed.
No, you know what she's doing? Because I've seen her in places where she doesn't have to. A lot of times when she's speaking in front of the camera, she's trying to hide her accent. And code switching makes a bitch tired. So.
Sure, I would imagine.
You heard the term Easter egg?
You gotta let him know. Sorry, show
David,
I'll be listening.
I'm peeping. Oh, David, you're doing so good. Yay.
Do your plugs, niggas.
Oh, listen to my show on Tuesdays. It's called Termagen Talk. I talk shit, and I am the person who curses everyone out, and Goody is the woman who is classy and doesn't even say the word pussy or anything like that, and I get to say pussy and titties and fucking, and it's wonderful. And we talk about rap music also.
Yeah, so we just talk a little bit of rap music. And David, when's the Love Pizza Slander coming back out?
I think we're looking at May. I think we're looking at May right now.
May, same lineup or different lineup or?
Yeah, same thing. You know, shit is always happening, and we'll be able to talk about it. Yeah.
Okay.
LitBKNY.com. Buy yourself a shirt. Buy yourself some accessories. Something lit.
Are you gonna maybe do some clean stuff at a point?
LitBKNY.
I'm just wondering out loud.
He just, well, you know what? Because David doesn't want money. Because he did not realize that Queens had just a T-shirt. Remember the School of Hard Knocks?
Yes.
Shirt?
Yeah.
He literally spread that across the whole thing because he just don't want to get pants. Fine, David. Not everybody's good at this.
Cool.
Man.
Now, you know what? We were thinking about doing like an all city type thing where it's like all the boroughs represented in a
you
particular
could just,
line.
Or you could maybe just start with Queens.
Yeah. We literally, there's no one who loves wearing shit with Queens on our bodies more than niggas from Queens.
When it's Queens people.
Yeah,
people.
I love
first, then Queens people. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Because we love rubbing in our face a wonderful, affluent lives to you filthy, poor Brooklyn and Bronx people. Like, look at us with our ability to, like, drink clean running water, you scumbags. So next week's show will probably either be a Marvel movie catch-up or meet-a-meet-a bar stories.
No, Danny!
What the?
You know, just going to get to a deep dive of meet-a-meet-a bars, the bucket culture, all of it.
Okay.
Or Marvel movies, whatever one comes first. You know what I'm saying? Places where they play Tejano music, you know.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Today is Selena's birthday. Could you be respectful?
What, is she Tejano?
Selena, the singer? Today's her
birthday. Oh, shit. Oh, all right. I mean,
is it really?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the chick. Anyway, everybody enjoy your week. Tune into Termagen Talk. Enjoy your cervezas, folks. Have a good one.